general well-being to insulin metabolism, heart health, and even thinking and brain function. OSA is associated with excessive daytime sleepiness, work and motor vehicle accidents, headaches, erectile dysfunction, insomnia, diabetes, depression, and high blood pressure. It increases the risk of stroke, heart attack, memory and concentration deficits, and death. Snoring affects at least 40% of men and 20% of women, and it often accompanies sleep disordered breathing like OSA. In fact, about 20% of men and 10% of women currently live with sleep apnea. Don't hesitate to seek treatment. Nowadays, OSA is often diagnosed overnight in the comfort of your own home in bed with a home sleep apnea test. If you are diagnosed with OSA, there are many treatment options available depending on the severity and type of apnea. OSA and other forms of sleep apnea can be treated with simple actions like weight loss, changing sleep position, wearing an oral appliance at night, CPAP, and surgery. CPAP, C-P-A-P, is a machine that adds soft air pressure into the nose or mouth through a mask during sleep to keep the airway open. CPAP technology has advanced significantly in the last several years, and the machines are much quieter and more comfortable now than they used to be. Treatment can often progress without a trip to the sleep lab. Treating OSA is important. You should be very careful driving and operating machinery if you have untreated sleep apnea. Weight gain, smoking, alcohol, sleeping pills, and other medications that make you drowsy and make sleep apnea even worse. Treating sleep apnea improves many symptoms and lowers many risks associated with OSA. If you believe you have sleep apnea, call and schedule a consultation with Dr. Joshua Leavinger at MCH ProCare at 432-640-6360. Dr. Leavinger treats all general ear, nose, and throat problems and specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of obstructive sleep apnea, including home sleep testing, CPAP, and surgical management. Boost your spirits through the holidays. Family features. Photos. Practicing self-care and nurturing your mental health can help you navigate these potentially isolating times. Numerous studies have demonstrated the benefits of music in managing mental health, courtesy of Getty Images. Another photo, a weekly check-in call or video chat with friends and family members can help you feel less alone with your feelings and experiences. Photo courtesy of Getty Images. Stress and anxiety are all too familiar to many Americans, this year especially, and the added pressure of the holiday season may provide a new set of challenges. Practicing self-care and nurturing your mental health can help you navigate these potentially isolating times, especially if you're tackling this season single. With so many other demands in life, taking care of yourself, including your emotional and mental well-being, may not always be at the top of your list. However, putting more emphasis on yourself and your needs can be achieved in small, measurable ways and may not only help boost your spirits, but can affect your approach to dating too. We believe happy and healthy relationships start with happy and healthy individuals, said Stefan Harvalius, head of global marketing for Plenty of Fish, one of the largest global online dating companies. Harvalius points out there are a number of ways you can alleviate stress and anxiety. While there's no one magic formula that fits all, many people find coping easier with activities like these. Listen to music. Numerous studies have demonstrated the benefits of music in managing mental health. Slow, mellow music can help the mind shift into a lower gear and has even been shown to influence the body's physical state, such as reducing blood pressure, pulse, and heart rates. For someone with anxiety, music can be a welcome distraction from the troublesome thoughts occupying the mind. For others, music is simply a way to escape from reality and focus on something enjoyable. Talk with friends and family. Although COVID-19 may be creating physical distance, there's one way it can bring people together: by acknowledging your shared stress to one another. While the impacts of the pandemic vary greatly, everyone has been navigating uncertainty and change that comes with such a widespread event. A weekly check-in call or video chat with friends and family members can help you feel less alone with your feelings and experiences. Topics like mental health and mindfulness have risen to the surface of everyday discussions, removing a lot of the stigma they once had. Seek out tools to help you unwind. If you've never given much thought to managing your mental health, you may not know where to begin practicing better self-care, and that's okay. That's where you can benefit from resources like those available through Plenty of Fish. Knowing the toll the pandemic is taking on singles, the dating app partnered with Shine, a leading self-care app, to create two free dating-related meditations developed to help singles better manage anxiety and improve mental health and wellness. Navigating dating, work, and your personal life can feel like an intense juggling act. To help find balance and feel less pressure, consider listening to the Balance Dating While Busy guided meditation and reflect on your energy and priorities so you can make space for dating in your life. Although dating may look and feel different right now, it's still doable. Shift your mindset and reflect on ways to adapt with an option like the Navigate Dating During COVID guided meditation. Recognize the role of physical wellness. The mind and body are intrinsically connected, and how you take care of your body can have an impact on your mental state. This includes eating well to ensure you're getting proper nutrition, which can positively impact your mood. Additionally, exercise releases feel-good hormones, so a quick walk around the block or a 10-minute exercise video can benefit you both physically and mentally. Give yourself permission to disconnect. When life feels uncertain, being closely tied to an information source like your smartphone can give you a sense of security, but it can also add to your everyday stress. If you're working from home, you may find you never fully shift out of work mode. However, it's easy to become addicted to refreshing your news feed, allowing your devices to cut into time you could spend more productively. Limit your screen time to force yourself to focus on the present and activities that bring you pleasure while allowing your brain to rest, like spending time with loved ones or enjoying a good book or movie. Find more resources to support your mental health and dating experiences this holiday season at blog.pof.com. That's blog.pof.com. Master Gardeners, What's Happening at the West Texas Food Bank? By Patty Edgar, Master Gardener. Have you driven by the West Texas Food Bank's Midland location lately and wondered what is going on? Well, what you're seeing is the construction of the new innovative gardens and additional parking space. Hi, I'm the gardener for the WTX Food Bank in both Midland and Odessa. Let me take you on a quick tour around our new garden addition. The new gardens will include a classroom/meeting space in the cute white building, fruit trees, blueberries, and blackberries, a perennial garden for pollinators, a perennial garden to showcase drought-tolerant, sun-loving plants, garden beds that will accommodate walkers or wheelchairs, a grape arbor, two biodomes, space-age-looking greenhouses, and 14 vegetable beds. The fruit trees will include apples, figs, peaches, pears, persimmons, pomegranates, and citrus trees. These trees will grow in the ground with the exception of the citrus trees. The citrus trees will live in pots that we will move into the biodomes during their colder months. The blueberries will also live in pots because of the harsh West Texas climate, but can be a productive plant with some attention to their soil and water requirements. The blackberries will be part of the perennial pollinator garden, where they will get a lot of interest from the bees and other pollinators, and in turn provide a lot of yummy berries for human consumption. The pollinator garden will not only feed our bees, butterflies, etc., but will also include some edible plants to show how landscapes can produce food as well. The edibles will change with the seasons and should be an interesting addition to a basic landscape. The Sun Lover's perennial garden will display some of the plants that do well in our arid region, but still look good as well. We will be using a layered approach with trees, shrubs, grasses, and ground covers. Birds really appreciate an environment like this for nesting and eating the occasional insect pest. The grape arbor will feature table grapes rather than grapes for winemaking, but the growing process is basically the same. Grapes can be a challenge in this area, but with some care and attention, they should flourish. Our two biodomes will provide a more tropical environment for banana trees and other tropical fruits and vegetables. The raised beds and the beds for the elderly / disabled will allow us to build healthy soil for a seasonal array of delicious vegetables and herbs throughout the year. Spring of 2021 will be a fun, busy, and exciting time for our new gardens, so please come by and see what's going on. We're located at 1601 West Cliff Drive in Midland, just inside Loop 250 off of Andrews Highway. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening, Texas Master Gardeners. We are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Where do insects go in the winter? By Jeanette Castagnon. As the temperatures begin to fall, you may notice a decrease in pest populations. Although you may not see them out anymore, they are still present. Many insects overwinter by entering a state of diapause or hibernation. During this time, their metabolism slows, and they run off stored food energy reserves in their bodies until temperatures rise and they become active once more. When these insects overwinter, they are usually hiding safely on inactive plant tissue, many times burrowing into stems. They can get creative and hide in tree stumps, under debris, or inside attics and wall voids. Some insects migrate when temperatures begin to fall. The most common example of insect migration is the monarch butterfly migration south to Mexico. Some insects even have a chemical in their bodies that are freeze-tolerant, called cryoprotectants. It functions similar to antifreeze. Although you may not be noticing these small creatures, they are around. The cold is just inhibiting their level of activity. But as temperatures begin to rise, you will see the return of these small, buzzing creatures. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, email Jeanette.Castagnon, that's J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E, .Castanon at ag.tamu.edu, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening, Jeanette Castagnon. Castagnon is a horticulturist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at Jeanette.Castagnon at ag.tamu.edu. Pets of the Week. There are two photos, one of an adorable black and white kitty and one of an adorable black and tan dog. Left, Tex, a two-month-old male cat, and right, Raven, a two-month-old male collie mix, need to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Tex or Raven or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane, call 381-5500, call 381-5503, visit www.odessahumanesociety.org or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa/. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract, along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $50.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Saturday, December 19th, 2020. Apache Corporation donates trees statewide. Apache Corporation has announced the donation of more than 64,000 trees to 56 nonprofit partner organizations through the annual Apache Tree Grant Program. Several of the organizations are in West Texas: Andrews County Parks Department, City of Alpine, City of Big Spring, Keep Leveland Beautiful, Leveland Chamber of Commerce, Keep Midland Beautiful, Keep Odessa Beautiful, Keep San Angelo Beautiful, The Field's Edge. Since the program's launch in 2005, the company has provided more than 4.8 million trees to partner organizations in 17 states. Plantings from this year's grants began in October 2020 and will continue through May 2021. ASC West Player of the Week. Alpine. Sol Ross senior guard Tristan Lecon earned his seventh career ASC West Player of the Week. The El Paso native averaged 27 points, 8.3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2.7 steals per game as the Lobos went 2-1 on the week. He began the week with a career-high 35 points to go with 6 rebounds, 5 steals, and 5 assists in an 89-75 win over Mary Harden Baylor Tuesday. The milestone helped him pass Larry Morales for number 4 on the all-time scoring list at Sol Ross. Lecon followed his career-high with 21 points and 10 boards in a 67-63 Wednesday loss at UT Dallas. He finished the week with a game-high 25 points and moved into third on the career scoring list in Saturday's 88-63 conference victory at Howard Payne. Lecon passed Brandon Harvey and currently sits at 1,338 career points. He now looks up to former teammate Caleb Thomason, 1,436, for number 2 all-time. For the week, he shot 54.7%, 29 of 53, 64.3% from outside, 9 of 14, and was 14 of 14 at the line. Lecon and the Lobos are off until the new year when they travel to Belhaven January 7th to continue conference play.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Monday, December 21st, 2020. Page 2, read. BRI wins international grant for Chihuahuan Desert Conservation Program. OA Life at OAOA.com. Alpine. The Borderlands Research Institute, BRI, at Sil Ross State University, has been awarded a $25,000 grant from the 100,000 Strong in the Americas, 100K, Innovation Fund. The grant will facilitate an enhanced partnership between the Borderlands Research Institute at Sil Ross State University and the Facultad de Zootecnia y Ecología at the Universidad Autónoma de Chihuahua. The collaboration will provide opportunities for students and faculty from both universities to learn to effectively manage shared natural resources in the Chihuahuan Desert through workshops and academic courses within BRI's Grassland Bird Research Project. We've had an informal partnership with the University of Chihuahua for several years now, BRI's bird conservation specialist, Mika Titulaer, said, who is also a faculty member at the University of Chihuahua. This grant will allow us to involve even more students from both sides of the border on these projects and explore other research questions. Through this grant, students from the University of Chihuahua will have the opportunity to visit a higher education institution in the U.S. and learn about agricultural education on the other side of the border. These students will also learn about agricultural, management, and conservation practices in the U.S. that affect the shared natural resources along the Mexico-U.S. border, and will offer them a hands-on experience with research being conducted that addresses a wildlife management issue relevant in both Mexico and the U.S. The project will also promote collaborative efforts between both institutions in research projects relevant for the conservation of shared natural resources through the involvement of students and their advisors in thesis projects, promoting the collaboration between professionals from both institutions. The 100,000 Strong in the Americas Innovation Fund is the public-private sector collaboration between the U.S. Department of State, U.S. embassies, and partners of the Americas working with companies, foundations, and academic networks to stimulate and support higher education partnerships between the United States and the rest of the Western Hemisphere. The Innovation Fund inspires U.S. universities and colleges to work in teams with higher education institutions in Latin America to design and implement new models of academic exchange and workforce development programs throughout the Americas. We're thrilled to be selected for this prestigious grant, and we look forward to enhancing the educational opportunities for students on both sides of the border, Lewis Harvison said, who is the Dan Allen Hughes Jr., BRI Endowed Director and Regents Professor of Wildlife Management at Sil Ross State University. Wildlife knows no borders, so finding new ways to work together to protect the precious natural resources of the Chihuahuan Desert is a wonderful opportunity. Innovation Fund partnerships between higher education institutions ensure that students will gain access to new academic training programs to work in teams, solve real-world problems, research, and gain technical and linguistic skills imperative for today's workforce. Since its inception in 2014, and as of December 2020, the Innovation Fund has awarded 243 grants to 491 higher education institutions working in teams in 25 countries and in 49 U.S. states. The grant provided to the Borderlands Research Institute at Sil Ross State University is one of 11 recipients of this year's grants. Find out more about the program and the other grant winners at https://www.100kstrongamericas.org/Mexico-winners-2020/. For more than a decade, the Borderlands Research Institute has encouraged effective land stewardship of the Chihuahuan Desert. Housed at Sol Ross State University, the Borderlands Research Institute builds on a long-lasting partnership with private landowners, the university's Range and Wildlife Program, and cooperating state, federal, and non-governmental organizations. Through research, education, and outreach, the Borderlands Research Institute is helping to conserve the last frontier of Texas and the Southwest.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8. Throughout the holiday weekend, Recording Library of West Texas Radio will present several hours of An American Christmas. This is a delightful collection of Americana that was first aired in 1983. This program includes interviews of people who give their personal recollections of the holidays. These regular plain folks were interviewed in malls, schools, and even nursing homes. It also contains music and personal interviews taken from the Saturday Evening Post archives and other memorabilia, such as presidential speeches and the history of Christmas songs and traditions. It's narrated by Alex Burton, and some of the artists include The Beatles, Elvis, Willie Nelson, Bing Crosby, The Mormon Tabernacle Choir, the Glenn Miller Singers, Gladys Knight, and many more. Here are the hours you can catch segments of the show. Friday from midnight to 2 a.m., 10 a.m. to noon, and 4 to 6 p.m. And Saturday from midnight to 2 a.m. and 10 a.m. to noon. An American Christmas throughout the holiday weekend from Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 30 and clear. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Then tomorrow partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the mid-40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 a.m.
Recording Library of West Texas hopes you enjoy the following audio-described movie presentation.
An old black-and-white scene shows cars on a highway stalled under a blanket of snow. Newspaper headlines cover the picture declaring, "Cold wave in 12th day, we're frozen, ice peril warning, and foul weather may postpone Christmas." Now, lacy snowflakes float through a blue sky. A title, Rankin Bass present. In a Christmas tree forest, a moving toy snowman glides toward us over smooth, snowy drifts.
If I live to be 100, I'll never be able to forget that big snowstorm a couple of years ago. The weather closed in and, well, you might not believe it, but the world almost missed Christmas. Oh, excuse me. Call me Sam. What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a talking snowman before?
He picks up his umbrella.
Nice around here, isn't it? I call it Christmas Town, better known as the North Pole. The Christmas tree forest. Yep, here's where we grow them. Nice place to live, you know. Christmas seals.
The seals twirl presents.
Of course, the number one citizens up here are the Clauses, Santa and the Mrs. They live right over there. First castle on the left. Matter of fact, the only castle on the left.
Inside, the Clauses eat supper.
Papa, you haven't touched a morsel. I'll have to take the suit in. Eat.
I'm busy, Mama. It's almost Christmas.
Whoever heard of a skinny Santa? Eat. Eat.